29, Chesem Ra'alev, towards the bottom, about 10 lines up. Omer Rabba, Omer Rebchia. He says, to call them Shebebovel.
Oh, good morning, Jonathan. Good Shabbos. Good morning, good Shabbos. How are you?
These were, I'm not sure exactly what it looked like.
Vapors?
No, it was pieces of wood cut off of the trees, and they would lay it there against the wall to decrease the height of the wall, or increase the height of the ground. So, in Shechem Keva, you do not need to attach them to the wall in order to consider that they're going to be my at the heights. My time up. Kevedon kevatan. Their weight, their heaviness, makes them stay kavoy. People don't schlep them. Rosh says, even though they had a loch of a kli, so it wasn't a tree, and therefore you're allowed to move them, but physically that was not a, they were too heavy to move, or people wouldn't move them in general. So he takes it a step right further. He says, "Shalom Shabbat." When you put the ladders up against the wall, so that's considered now like an access. It has to be something which is going to stay there. So the ones which are used in Bavel, Einon Shechem Keva, my time at Kvedon Kevata, and again their weight, they were so heavy, people wouldn't move them. So just putting them there, they would stay. So the Marmanda Amr Sulamas. It says that the Sulamas do not need Keva. Kolshkein the Kolim. So for sure the case of the Kolim. Mandam the Kolim, but Sulamas Loy, the case of Sulamas, the Sulamas are made to move. The Kolim are just big pieces. I mean, they were made to sit on. They were cut already, but the nature was you'd put them down, you'd leave them there. But the sulam, the idea of a sulam was, if necessary, to move it to one place to the other. Okay, Sirashi. The Kol Shebebovel, it's six lines up from the bottom of the Rashi. Piske the Kol Shebebovel, it's pieces of a dekel tree, which they used to use in Bovel. Shenich and Sermach Lekesel Lamato, you put next to the wall to decrease the height. Ain circle kaivon bekarch. You do not need to attach them. Vavol gav the hanitzel hu. It's something which is movable on Shabbos. The teres kli alein. They have a loch of a kli deri and lemoshe because they're made to sit on. Or they're roy to sit on. Filahochi kvedon kaivon. Their weight keeps them there. Shem ben adam. Shane bought them in Ireland. People don't come and move them. The same would be true of the case of the Sulam. Okay. We said before that the Sulam Hamatsuri. And Suri is one has four chavakim and one doesn't have four chavakim. The thing over here that when they Sulam Shabbovel, even they didn't have four chavakim, but they were heavy and they would stay they would be kept put. Okay. Zogt the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Yosef Mirabim. Four lines on the bottom. Sulamikan or Sulamikan, Kashin Ba'em Samahu. So a person had, instead of making a sulam which is four tochim wide, he made a narrow sulam, two narrow sulamos. And then he attached them by each rung, he took straw and made an attachment between the two of them. So it's four tochim wide. But some of it isn't really so sturdy. So, but this, so it doesn't meet the requirement of four tochim wide. So Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbo, "Amar le ein kaf a regel oyla behen." The person's foot can't go up. Can't you put your foot on it? It's not going to sustain the weight of the person. So you can't. So Rashi points out that in general, usually when people step in the wrong, they step in the wrong in the middle. So that's and exactly where you put the kashin is exactly where people would be stepping. So that's not a valid suit. What about the opposite? Kashin mikan umikashin mikan v'sulam be'emesim. If you had a sulam which wasn't wide enough and you decided to extend it by extending out each one of the rungs with some kashin, what about that case? He says, Maho. So there, when you step on it, it does support you. There you have a bona fide sulam in the middle. And Rashi says, and you have to say that the straw adds something. It does help a person hold on to it, etc. It was sturdy enough that you could give a certain amount of stability. Let's see Rashi. Three lines from the bottom. Sulam kol shuhu mikan. Sulam kol shuhu mikan. You have two narrow sulamas on each side. Etzlo next to it. Neither one is two tefachim wide. See, even the two together is not four. Roichev, a width. V'kava kashin shel tvua kein chavokin mizeh lezeh. So they attached the stubble, the straw, you have left over from of the stubble, but the straw, After you break off the kirtles, you have the long stalks. So he took that, and he made it to, in the shape of rungs. Mizel zel ashlima narbo, and he ran them in between to give a final total of four. Maho, what's the look? So he said in kafar regel oilo bekashin. You can't support the weight of the person to go up on the straw. Generally, the person would step in the middle. This cannot do this. It's not a valid sulam. It's not a valid sulam. Yeah. What about if you put the kash on the outside and the sulam in the middle? You can climb up such a ladder. And the kashin do help. Person can hold them as he's going up with his hands. It'll help stabilize him. Allow us to go up the ladder. So that's considered a valid extension of the ladder. So the merachokok mahashlim bekosel bekama. If the ladder was not wide enough, and he did a chakika in the wall to widen the ladder, so he made like places to hold on, extending parallel to the rungs of the ladder in the wall. How high does it have to go? So he said, "I'm only about sorry. It has to go up 10 tefachim." Goes up 10 tefachim. Consider that you have Pesach in the wall, which is 10 tefachim high, so that's a valid Pesach. And practically, you're able to get to the other side because the ladder goes all the way up. If you said, forget about the ladder, let's just do it with the wall alone and make these axis cutouts in the wall, how high does it have to go? All the way to the top of the wall. What's the difference between the two cases? Here, all the way up, and here, just up to 10 tefachim. The case of the ladder, you have a way to get over the top. You have the ladder. Just you have a halachic problem. The ladder's not wide enough. You need the status of a pesach. So I'll solve your problem. Status of a pesach. I'll give you up to the height of 10 tefachim, and extend the ladder, width of the ladder, by cutting out into the wall. So So now you have a Pesach, and practically you have a way to get over. Over here, if you stop in the middle, how's he supposed to get over the wall? This was his. He would put cutouts in the wall, four tefachim wide, to act like a Pesach, but he had to get over the top. So in that situation, you'd have to go all the way up. So he cut out on the wall, extending parallel to where the rungs are. He cut out on the wall. So if you hold it, you can have a close before whether you can put the Sulam straight up and down or not. So the Rashi is explaining it in this, with understanding that you can put the Sulam straight up and down. So he has a place to put his foot, so he has a little bit of place to stick his foot into the wall. He has a cutout where he can, so he's extended it out across. So he says, if you hold like the sheet that we're going, this is Rabbi Yosef talking. Rabbi Yosef was said before, these are all Rabbi Yosef questions from Rabbi Yosef that he was asking. To Rabba, we said before that the ladder has to be placed at an angle. So in the other case, he was referring to a wall which is on a slant. There's an element of slant in the wall, and the ladder was leaning against that slant, and you extended it to the side. Alternatively. That the case was there, it was at a corner.
Is that what this picture is trying to say?
Well, that was just dealing with the law of that it has to be put at a slant. In the case of Chokak, it just shows it over here straight up and down. But if it would be next to by the corner, you put the sulam there by the corner, you cut the chaykik in the side wall. So the sulam would be at a slant, but the side wall, the chaykika was extending the sulam into the side wall. That's Tosha's other explanation how Rav Yosef would own the case. So how far up do you have to go up the wall to widen it? You have to keep it, the widen it, that width up to 10. Since there is up to the height of 10 tefachim, there's a width of 4. Highway Beishir Pesach is considered a door. The wall is much higher, less than, but it's not significant. Chakakol asulam bekoisel to ein shlivos. He made like places to put the foot on the wall. Toe holds. Rechvei b'meshach akoisel barbo. There are four tefachim wide. Bekama goy b'tzarch loch rechvei barbo. How far up do you have to go to do this? Well, like a master shakoisel all the way up the wall. Tzarch shehei meshach hachavokin arbo. And they have to be four tefachim wide all the way up. So he said, what's the difference? Ozim kikas sulam. The case of the ladder, Megia the Rosh HaKosel, which reaches the top of the wall, Noach Lalas, but it's easy to go up. Mila Choshev the heavy Pesach, Batzimir Rechav Dalet. However, it can't be considered a doorway unless it's four tefachim wide. But the nature is you've created something which is very easily accessible. Therefore, the access is really there very easily. The only issue is the halachic status of a Pesach, so we need to tend to high for that. Even without it's not easy to get over it. Simisala means noyach lalus l'adam. It's easier for a person to go up. So over here, because it's not so noyach, it's only considered valid if it's four tefachim wide all the way up. Okay. The more is the following Shiloh. Boy Mine Reversive Miraba, back in the Gemara, fourth line. So Leilan Sulam Mahu. He made a tree, which is right next to the wall. He pared it down, he pruned it down to in a way that it was now was a function. It could function as a ladder. He removed the extraneous branches and he made it easily climbable for a person to go over the wall. Now, what's the shaila? You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. Now, so can this be a valid Pesach between the two chateres to allow a Ruvi chateres between the two chateres?
Tree is still planted in a lot.
So this case is the tree is still planted. Tibor the Rebbe, Tibor the Rabbanan. We had before the Rebbe said if you put an Eruv Tchumen in a tree, it's kind of, because since the Zman of the Chalois is Ben Hashmashas. And Rebbe held that Yisrim Dabon Chazal were not Gerzer Ben Hashmashas. So it's a valid Eruv Tchumen. Chum said it's not. So he says this question can be presented both like Rebbe and both like the Rabbanan. So that's Tibor the Rebbe. It's a question according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Chazal were not Gerzer on Shmus and Ben Hashmashas. So therefore, in the case of Ruvit Chumen, since it's accessible Ben Hashmashas, because you're allowed to take it off a tree on Ben Hashmashas, so it's a valid Ruvit Chumen. So the same thing over here, or no? Ad kan lo kamer Rebbe Hosam called Rebbe Shemishum Shmus Legosu Olav. That din that Rebbe said Legosu Olav Hani Mili Ben Hashmashas. Avakul Yer Maloi, but the rest of the day, not. So over there, which is a halacha bin kana shmisa, and Chazal said the same way Chazal said if it's eaten after Ben Hashmashas is over, it's a valid Ruvit Chumen. So the whole zman that it has to be intact is Ben Hashmashas, and Ben Hashmashas is accessible according to Rebbe, because Ben Hashmashas you're allowed to go on a tree. But over here, to call this a doorway between two chateres, and it's only a doorway for the first 40 minutes of Shabbos, and the rest of Shabbos it's not a doorway. Can you call that a doorway? Or do you say no? Since Ruvit Chatzeris is Chal, Ben Hashmashas also, and Ben Hashmashas when Ruvit Chatzeris is Chal, it's a valid doorway according to Rebbe. So it's a valid Ruvit Chatzeris. So that's his question according to Rebbe. Furthermore, the Chumash over there that it's not a valid Ruvit Chatzeris because they hold because we're gerzer on Shus and Ben Hashmashas. So Ben Hashmashas, when the Ruvit Chumen is supposed to be Chal, it's not accessible. So over here, the same thing. I feel the Rabbanon. I can tell you that it's valid over here, better than over there. Because over there, you need the loch is, it has to be your place of eating. Yes, it has to be accessible. Over here, the Chazal's Ikra Pada was that these two chateres by nature are one. Because there's a valid access point between the two of them. Pishchuhu varya hu deraviyale. Imagine you had a doorway, and there's a lion who takes up abode right by the doorway. So, and the lion decides he's staying there for Shabbos. Nobody's going to say that's not a valid Pesach to make a Ruvit Chatzeres between the two sides, even though nobody in their right mind is walking through that doorway. And the ones who walk in the doorway don't walk through the doorway, right? But it's still a Pesach. So here also, it's a Pesach. It is an access point. I don't know what there's an issur to the Rabbanon to go through there. That's the equivalent of the Chachamim standing there with a line and saying, don't go. But it doesn't deny the status of Pesach that it has created. It is an access. That's his question. Okay. Then he asks another question. The Rashi learns it's going on an intim salam. If you'll accept that the Elon is considered a Pesach, it works, even according to the Rabbanan. What about if it's an Asherah? Aso la Asherah sulam mahu. There's an Asherah tree there. He makes that into a sulam. Now Asherah tree is also b'hanah. Now Asherah tree is also there's a halacha that has to be destroyed. So we recall we had in Sukkah, if you have a lulav from an Asherah tree, you made a palm tree into an Asherah and took a lulav, it's not a valid lulav. Why? Because the concept called Ksusei Mechzach She'ura. Since a lulav has a minimum requirement of size, and since the law is that this is something which is supposed to be destroyed, so you cannot say it meets the criteria of the cheshivas of a size, because if it's supposed to be totally destroyed, it can't give you a cheshivas of a certain amount of size. The amount has been cut down into, it doesn't exist. Correct. So even without kalam lishuv kisarv dami, it seems to be that it's like that step. Even that's such a Shimon shita. Even not like a Shimon. But the whole yisod of shear is to give a chashivas to something, a certain amount. You certainly need a certain amount of something, a certain chashivas to it. So something which is it's supposed to be removed from the world can't meet that criteria of chashivas. So Tyson says. So what's the shail over here? Also, there's a shear over here of a sulam. Tyson says that halacha is when there's something which is requirement of shear mitzad dinei chashivas. But over here, it's practically it has to be accessible. The kol's man is there. It created an access point. So there's a difference between different types of shear. A shear which is, that's in the nature of the item, could have been true one way or the other. It just as a halacha, we need a certain amount to fill the cheshivas of getting a certain amount, so that type of a shear can't do for you. So I said directly, I could have been, I ate a mashu matzah, I ate matzah. No, there's a yifdi to kazayas. I mean, the Torah wants a certain amount for you to eat. That's one type of shear. Over here, the shear is because practically there's a certain amount. We need a way to get somewhere. So that it does have that practicality to it. However, she said like this. Tiboy the Rebbe Yehuda, Tiboy the Rabbana. So Rebbe Yehuda said before, Tiboy the Rebbe Yehuda, Ad Kan L'Kam Rebbe Yehuda, Hasam, you can put your Ruvet Chumen by a kever, the Erev is valid, even though a kever is also b'hanoah, and Shulam is, and a share is also b'hanoah, the kever is also b'hanoah. So that works over there. But maybe it's only over there. Why? Elahasim the bus is the kind of the area of Lanichale the Linter. So Lacha is Ben Shmashes that the bread has to be intact, the Ruvet Chumen has to be intact. And afterwards he couldn't care less what happens to it. So Ben Shmashes when it's been kind of so Ruvet holds you only want to make a Ruvet Chumen for a mitzvah purpose. So that which you benefit that you gained in a Ruvet Chumen, mitzvah of lahanis, that's not called a benefit. If you're doing the same mitzvah, we said don't confer a benefit. A benefit which the Torah, when the Torah asks is benefit, hanoah doesn't mean hanoah of mitzvah. So that element, what you gain, that it's this kever over here is holding on to your bread, so you can have supper. Says he couldn't care less what happens to the bread afterwards. Whereas over here, he needs to be able to use this tree to allow him to go over to the other side. So that's a personal benefit, not a mitzvah benefit. And it's considered a Pesach based on that reality. Well, that's also. So forget it. You can't use it as an access.
And if you need the access for a mitzvah reason, would that change this?
Yes and no. It would be matter, but the problem is my definition of a Pesach is that it has to be that it created a valid regular access. The way only can use it for mitzvahs, there's not a regular access. That's one possibility. Or Dilma Fila Rabbanan, that they say over there that you can't put by the case of the kever. Because you're being mishtamish with the Isurei HaNoah. But I could argue over here, Hiskahu Bar Yada Reveal. Again, the same idea that the nature is there really is an access point over here, but there's this prohibition which perhaps doesn't allow you to use it. So that doesn't diminish its status of being an access point. So that's what Rav Yosef asked Rav. Amalei Rav said back, Ilan Mutter, the first case of the Ilan, it's a valid Eruv. Vashera is Asura. The case of Asherah is Asura. Okay. Hazard means, he says the case of Elon is Mutter, means even if the Rabbi Yosef presented it, and the Tzad of Mutter is Mutter even like the Rabbanan. So Rav was agreeing to that. Even according to the Rabbanan, to hold that there was Shmuz Ben Hashmashes. So you can't use a legal loophole to say, well, since the Eruv Chetzeris is Chal Ben Hashmashes, and then it was a Pesach. No. It's Taka, it's even Hashmashes, it's not really accessible. And the whole Shabbos is not really accessible. But the Isser doesn't preclude, it doesn't take away its status. Where in the case of Asher, it does. Didn't say why. So Maskel Rav Chisda says he finds this reasoning difficult. Adarab, I would have said the other way around. Ilon Isser Shabbos Garam Loi Nitzer. Asherish Isser Dabarach Garam Loi. I would argue this idea that our Yahud or VLA makes sense when if the source of the problem is not a Shabbos problem. So you say, listen, vis-a-vis Shabbos, it's fine. There are other issues that doesn't diminish its status vis-a-vis Shabbos. So Yitro says that the more has to come on a case over here of an Asherah which is detached from the ground and then thrust back into the ground, but it had been cut off already. So the Mitzvah Isser Shabbos of Elon, you don't have. You just have this other Isser. So I said, listen, Shabbos says to, as far as we're concerned, you have a good Pesach. You have other problems. Okay, that's like arguing Huder Viole. But if the source of the problem is a halach and Hilchot Shabbos, so you can't say, listen, well, the Gabi Shabbos is okay, because it's usable. It just happened to be there's an Isser Shabbos on it. That would be more mistarbit to me, Rav Chisda said. It's an Ami Kiyasa Rabban Amr Beloza Rabbanel Amr Bevo Amr Beachan Kol Shisur Shabbos Garam Loi Aser Kol Shisur Dabaracha Garam Loi Mutzer. Okay. So Rav Chisda and Rav Beachan both approach it from that angle. The more says Anachav Rav Yitzchak Masni Hachi. Rav Beachan Yitzchak learns that this is what had been responded. Elon is put to the Rebbe Rabbanan. Asher put to the Rehuda Rabbanan. See, even though Rabbi Yosef, when he presented his question, he presented it as possibly, even according to Rebbe, it's no good, even according to Rabbanan, it is good. And the second plug is also both ways. But the Maisa, Rabbi's response was to connect the two and say that whatever you hold by Rebbe, case of Elon, according to Rebbe would be mutter, according to Chama would be Asur. The case of Asher, according to Rebbe would be mutter, according to Chama would be Asur. The two are connected. Okay, Rashi. See, boy, the Rebbe. The repair b'chol ma'arvin. He said before, unless an eruv tchumen be'ilon puts eruv tchumen on a tree, kana eruv, it's valid. The hosim time mishum. The reason why it's mutter is because the moment when you're kind of your status of where you are for Shabbos is the Ben Hashmashos. But Darvash Umishum Shus, someone only said the Rabbanan, the garden of Shemesh and Machura using a tree, they said the Rabbanan, the Gazullah Ben Hashmashos, Rebbe holds they weren't going to the Ben Hashmashos. That's over there. Abagabi Irubi Chaser is over here. Time Mishum, the Pesach Mashilhu. The doorway makes it into one Bechotzer if you wish. I get the Erev together with the Erev. Milochazel Tashmishte, Kloyama. If the, for most of Shabbos, you cannot use this as an access way. You can't call it a doorway. So the Erev Chaseris, which is also Chaben Hashemashas, won't be valid because for Rosh Hashabbos it's not a Pesach. Or you say the opposite. Even according to Chomet, over there it's a problem. Over here they say it's Betzim, it's a Pesach. And Varyah Reveal, there's a lion lying on it. Isser Shvus, Armelon Usuru. They see the Rebbe says, go away. Kolmokam Pesach Shmei, it's a Pesach. Mashaluchali, Shtamish Derech Charvin, Vidayar. So now it's one, and you can be Arif together. Now, what's the relevance? It's very nice, it's one, but what are you going to do with it? Well, if there are any openings in the wall which are not large enough to be considered an access, but practically there's room to pass things through the cracks, you'd be allowed to. Then he said, what about the case of Sola Sheira? Elon Sha'ib the Noisai, for Osir Bano. So it's Osir Bano. In terms of learning Bashar Elon and Pesachu. If by other types of trees it's a door, Pacha the Matalu Hanoa Ayade Mai over here, but the mice is getting benefiting, and that's Osir. So it's a shallow corn to be good. Rabbi Yehuda Domer Beperik B'chol Ma'arben B'Gemora. Rabbi Yehuda Omer and Noisin Asiruva B'Kever is Kana Erev. Puts it by the Kever, it works. Rabbi Gav the Kever Asa B'Hano. Hachasin Hosem Hu Debosu the Kana Le Erev L'Nicha Le the Linter. The case over there, once the Erev is effective, he says, I'm not interested. Lo'ichim Islay B'Shemir Asi. He doesn't need the Erev to remain intact anymore. B'Shachad Olim Ishani Mikivro. The only benefit he gets out of the kever then, al kaniyas erev luchudei, because that the kever is holding on to his food for him. That by him is not relevant. He doesn't want that benefit. So what's the benefit? He gets an erev. That's not considered a no. Can refer to Hashem. They may arvin the tchumen elul the dvar mitzvah. Mitzvahs love the honest nidlu. Rehudo says since you only can do for a mitzvah, and mitzvahs are not the benefit of accruing of being able to do a mitzvah is not the type of hanoah which is the Torah aser. Abul Rebbe Chatzeres over here la hanosu he's for his own personal benefit. Below the dvar mitzvah, we have a no over here. It's a problem of hanoah should be aser. But then I will have the aser b'hanoah. Halom ishtamish b'amidi. Even if you don't use it at all, but still a Pesach. It's like there's the lion crouching there. So you made a connection between the two, and you have a lion. So you deal with your lions, but that doesn't take away the status of connection. So the Mishnah Charit Shebein Beis Chatzeris. If there's a ditch between the two chaseris, omak yodav, it's 10 tefachim deep, v'rechav arbon, it's 4 tefachim wide. It's the same way as having a wall in between. So marvin shtamim marvin echad. It's two separate, distinct chaseris. You cannot be marv together as one. They're separate. Afilum mole kash oitzeven, even if the ditch is filled with stubble or tevin or straw. While they offer a service, dirt or pebbles. Let's say Mile offer a service. If you filled it up with offer a service, then Ma'arvin Echad Ma'arvin Shnayim. So you filled it up. So there's. It's not just the access point. The chaseris are one. Okay, Nosin Olav Neser. He put a board across the ditch. Shirochav Arbaot Tefachim, which is 4 Tefachim wide. So that would be an example of making an access point. So that's like a doorway. Chen Beis Gezuz Teros Zu Kenegezu. This is a case where you'd have two houses across from each other, and you have an extension out of their roof of a gezustera, and you put an access between the two of them, a board. So if the board is four tachim wide, ma'arvin shnayim, I'm sorry, ma'arvin shnayim in rotsu ma'arvin echad. Since it's four tachim wide, if you want, you can be ma'arv together. Pachas mikan, if it's not four tachim wide, ma'arvin shnayim in ma'arvin echad. It's not a valid doorway. The doorway has to be four tachim wide. Sirashi chiritz aruch hu. It's a long ditch. It separates the two chazeres all the way across. If it's not 4 tefachim wide, you can just walk across. It's not considered a separation. These are not considered an act of filling it up. You don't leave it there. Let's say, however, you put dirt, there's so much you leave there. Nasan love Nasser, Misosa la Sosa, you put a board between the two sides. Kane Gesher, like a bridge. Babi Kapasa, it'll be like a doorway. Shtek Azuz Taros. Nasar and Bolton, Miswas Tikras Aliyah, Lushus Arabim. There's a porch sticking out from the second floor. Out into the Shisarabim, the currently Al Dior. Miyashin Zuet Zuzu, Bishtei Aliyas, Shel Shtei Diorin. There's two porches of two different people near each other. Nasan Nesser, Rochav, Dalet, Timin, Gesher, Mizulazu. Haminami Kipesach. So in that case, also a board which is 4 tefachim wide will be a doorway. Hachmikan, Shein, Rochav is not 4 tefachim wide, it's not a doorway. Okay.